Thank you very much, Alexa Elliott. Andy Frank, along with Kate Adak. The show is Take 5. It's a frantic Friday outside 91 St. George Street. We're having a lovely, this is a great time.
Friday is definitely the word for it. Such a packed show.
Wait till we do this in January.
Live on the street. Live on the street, Andy Frank?
Lynn said she'll play in a parka.
I'll do anything. That's right. Yeah. Come wind, come rain, come sleet or snow.
That is a wonderful
song of the week. Is good to go. Yeah.
Wow.
You see?
Wow. That's how fast she puts it together.
That's Lynn in action. That's how she writes songs every single week for this program.
A little free demonstration for you.
Welcome
right there.
Back.
It's lovely to be back.
Yeah.
And back in a new setting outside. This is so exciting.
Yeah. We heard you last week. We heard three of the songs. I unfortunately couldn't get to the fourth one. We'll play that one another time. Probably on Thanksgiving Day. It's great to have you back. Every week, Lynn writes a song about a story we covered on Take 5 during the week, sometimes with 24, 12 hours notice. It's amazing.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This
Thank
woman's
you.
Brain should be sent to the Smithsonian one day, Krayovac
or
something like that.
For the definition of insanity.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much it, yeah.
Pretty much.
And Lynn's got her beautiful electric-ish guitar over here for the next song that she's going to be playing. So, Lynn, what tweaked your interest this week? There was so much going on.
There was a lot going on. There always is. There are always plenty of stories that I could use for inspiration, but this time it was actually kind of two that came together. One was the free hugs here right on St. George. This is the second time that you've done this story. The first, it's interesting to have done this for more than a year now because stories are starting to come up again. Didn't write a song about it last year when it came up, but this time thought, yeah, I'd like to tackle that. And then there was the story on Habbo Hotel, that virtual world. And I hadn't really intended when I started out to put the two together, but they did combine in a really, interesting way. Well, I'll let you be the judge.
Well, that was a story that Steve Virek, our technical expert on the technical things, brought to us last week, when a really fascinating conversation where 13-year-old kids are buying virtual sofas for their virtual apartments.
With real cash.
It's true. Yes, yeah. And I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and actually it's my 10-year-old who's more interested in that kind of thing than the 13-year-old, but she's only using virtual cash at this point, and it'll stay that way.
Virtual cash? You got any virtual cash for me, Lynn?
Yeah, lots of that. Yeah.
Oh, what about a free hug?
Handing it out. And free hugs, too. Sweet. All comes together.
All right, Lynn Harrison, what's the name of the song?
Called Embrace Me. Spending all my time here in my space, could write a whole book about my face, sending you a message on MSN, you'd never guess what a mess I'm in. I see a guy with a cardboard sign, a simple handwritten line, he says embrace me. Let me introduce you to my avatar. It really doesn't matter where the hell we are, 'cause I can meet you in a second life where we'll be virtually alright. I see a man holding out his hand, but I'm not sure I understand. He says, embrace me. Embrace me. Corner wait, 1 second longer, make contact today, embrace me. Embrace me. He's just one man up against the rules, looks out of place, he is old school, an ordinary guy made of flesh and bone, way too far from my comfort zone. And I was trying just to walk on by, I didn't mean to catch his eye, so he'd embrace me. Embrace me. Hey, you on the corner, wait 1 second longer, take comfort today, embrace me. Hey, you on the corner, wait 1 second longer, make contact today, embrace me. Mm-hmm. spending all my time here on my space. Could write a whole book about my face. Spending them sending you a message on MSN. You'd never guess what a mess I'm in.
Hey,
that's gotta learn those words.
You got the outdoor applause happening.
Thanks.